The Lord rebukes us and disciplines us, and sometimes brings a seeming disaster upon us because He loves us and He's treating us like His very own son or daughter. He wants us to conform to His will, and when we are stubborn and when we do not follow His will, in love, He disciplines us. Listen to what happened to Jonah. Jonah had been commissioned by the Lord to go preach in Nineveh, but he ran away from the Lord, got on a ship, booked a passage in the opposite direction to Nineveh, to a town called Tarshish. Listen to what happened to Jonah. Jonah chapter 1, verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty storm in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the sailors were afraid and cried out, every man unto his God, and cast forth the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what are you doing, you sleeper? Arise, call upon your God, so if it be that God will think upon us that we do not perish. And they said, every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is your occupation? Where do you come from? And what is your country? And of what people do you come from? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why have you done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. You see, God sent this disaster upon Jonah for Jonah's ultimate good, to bring him into obedience. The first rule is to be obedient. The second rule is, don't get discouraged when you are disciplined by the Lord. When you've done something wrong, or you've gone the wrong direction, and you know you've gone the wrong direction, and now God is disciplining you. God is trying to bring you back to obedience, as a good father would bring his son or daughter back into an obedient state. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you care enough for me to punish me, to chastise me, to rebuke me, to tell me that I am wrong, and bring things in my life that bring me back to obedience. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.